Siento aquí tu presencia. La noche de anoche. Y nos ponemos a llorar.
Yesterday somebody whacked out my mural. That energy'll make you move to Europe. But it's regular for me, yeah, that's for sure. The love and hate is definite without a cure.
What up? It just clicked across my screen. What up, y'all? Welcome to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's hour two with the Lunch Break crew, Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. What it do, what it do, what it do? What dog be saying? I'm back with another review. We gonna get dog on here to be doing them food reviews. Shannon, what's happening with you, man? You was bugging like over there. You was boogieing, not bugging. What the hell going on? But yeah, y'all, we was just talking about Penn State frat house in the last hour, talking about, you know, they got busted, man. You said she did.
Man.
She was busy dancing. She ain't want nobody to hear them dance moves.
You stupid.
Oy, oy, oy. I was getting down over here.
I'm like, what is she dancing to? That wasn't even the song that was on.
No.
Like, what? It ain't none of them beats actually being hit right now.
I guess the beginning of it, kind of.
It was like, doo-dum, doo-dum, doo-dum. She was doing all of this. She hella wiggles.
Hey.
Right. Where's this from on this beat? I don't get it. That must be some Vegas moves. Hey, Vegas then got her. It went from this. Hey Z, we went from this to, oh man.
Yeah, I guess Vegas will do that.
Man, shouts out to the fam,
Vegas
man.
Will do it to you.
Welcome back, y'all, to hour two. Your favorite 2 hours of the day, man. Your favorite 2 hours of the day. Shouts out to the chat. The chat quietly going crazy right now. Shouts out to everybody in there, Babar, Jasmine. Todd, it's Todd sound new. Welcome, cousin Todd. I be wanting to say Laurante, but it's LaRon Taylor. LaRon in the building. Shouts out to everybody that's holding it down today, man, in the chat. Once again, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial, y'all. So moving on to a more serious note, last night in Milwaukee, we had some shootings. And Milwaukee police responded to 2 separate, unrelated fatal shootings on Monday afternoon, August 17th, that together left 3 people total dead. First, just after 3:15 p.m. on the south side, a 44-year-old victim was shot and killed in what police described as a road rage incident. An 18-year-old woman was arrested. Charges will be referred to Milwaukee County DA's office. Second, around 3:40 p.m., not even too long after, actually, just about 15, 20, 25 minutes later, near 31st Street and Cameron Avenue on the north side, a 33-year-old victim and a second unidentified victim were both found with fatal gunshot wounds near a warehouse. A 28-year-old suspect was arrested. Charges are pending DA review. MPD has explicitly stated these 2 incidents are not connected to one another despite happening within the same 30-minute window. 2 arrests within hours in both cases is a genuinely fast clearance rate. That's worth acknowledging. Alongside the loss of Funny Money, I saw a lot of people was talking about it. All right, let's run that video.
One of the victims as a Milwaukee rapper. The scene unfolded this afternoon inside a building near 31st and Cameron. 12 News' Jasmine Franklin is live on the big story here at 10. Jasmine, it was certainly a very emotional scene there tonight.
Exactly, Blake. People at the scene were screaming and crying for several hours this afternoon. Family members identifying the victim killed as a Milwaukee rapper who goes by the name Funny Money. His family tells me he was on his way to the studio to record new music when his life was cut short. An emotional and chaotic scene near 31st and Cameron Monday.
My little brother, I just called and talked to him yesterday, bro.
Two people found shot and killed inside a building. One victim identified by loved ones as a Milwaukee rapper who goes by Funny Money. His sister shared this photo with 12 News. Crime scene tape spanned several blocks on Monday for more than 4 hours. The rapper's family did not want to share his real name with 12 News, but say he was heading to record music at a studio nearby.
My brother was a funny person. He a rapper. The situation that happened, I don't even know what happened. I'm just...
The last thing I said to my uncle was, I love him, be safe. And he said, I'm always safe from there. That was about it.
News Chopper 12 exclusively capturing the scene from above.
You can see detectives standing in front of it. There is a couple of evidence technician vans here as well. We saw a group of them walk down to Lincoln Creek. They were looking down over the edge. There's still a couple of officers there, and then they came with a plastic bag and a brown bag, and they carried that back to one of the vehicles here.
Detectives not revealing a motive or what may have led up to the shooting, but they did arrest a 28-year-old. News Chopper 12 there as police took photographs of a man in handcuffs.
And Jasmine back with us now. Do we know anything about the second victim killed?
So police say there were two victims, a 33-year-old, and the other victim has not been identified. Now, family members of Funny Money say he may have been heading to the studio with a music producer at the time of the shooting all unfolding.
Man, rest in peace, Funny Money, and to the unidentified person and the also identified person in the road rage incident. What's your thoughts, Shannon?
You know, I just, do people get tired of going to jail? You know what I mean? Like, it's just to the point, like, we have to find better ways to resolve issues. We have to find better ways to, like, carry ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just unfortunate. Like, even with the road rage incident, like, an 18-year-old just, I mean, in a road rage incident, like, how angry are you? Like, in... You just kill some, and like, it's just sad because like one of my nieces said she was driving and like some, like they'll cut you off and up a pistol on you. Like you went my way. What did I do?
Absolutely.
And in the second situation, it's like we continue to lose so much talent in Wisconsin and Milwaukee specifically. Like it's super unfortunate. How many artists that were up and coming have lost their lives in the city of Milwaukee that like are doing things with the city for the city that are well known, like that lose their lives. Like it's just, it's super unfortunate. And it's a tell as old as time. It's this at this point. And I'm just sick of hearing the same stories and history repeat itself. Like we ought to do better, but sick of saying that too.
Right. No, I,
what you thinking about the whole situation?
I think, for sure what I do know is it hit his family and the Milwaukee music community super hard because I saw it all over my timeline.
Yeah.
So I know this person had an impact in the music culture here in Milwaukee. And, you know, it prompted me to go check out some of the stuff I might not have heard. And Boss was sliding on these records. He was really sliding on these records. And I do think it's sad that a lot of promising futures get cut short by either the act of violence or, you know, participating in violence or certain crimes or decisions, right? Just bad decisions regardless, right? from what I saw on my timeline, this isn't anything reported. From what I saw, somebody state, and I would say this person is very credible. You know, somebody I would take their word if they said something. But it sounded like Funny Money was trying to defuse a situation and got caught in the middle of it. Sounds like he was trying to mediate or get in between something and just, get folks to calmer heads to prevail. And unfortunately, sounded like he lost his life due to that. We'll wait to confirm exactly what the actual story is. But I think this person is very credible that made that post. So we'll see. We'll see how that comes. Anything you want to add to that before you take us to break, Shannon?
No, not really. Other than I just condolences to the family and the friends, because like you said, obviously a lot of people are hurting behind this, and it sounds like he was a really good dude. Mm-hmm. Nothing but good things posted on my timeline. So, we got to figure out a way in Milwaukee for sure. But we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back at 101.7 The Truth. You're listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Lunch Break Crew, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Shannon, I got a little side dish for him.
Let's hear it. What's on the menu?
Let me pull out my reading glasses. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings, so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operation companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. I might have a little more before we get out this break as well. I got a couple more things I want to share with them.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
We'll get into it for sure.
Shortly. But once again, rest in peace, Funny Money, and everyone that lost their lives.
It's been a rough week, man. From state fairs chaos to this.
It's Tuesday. It's just Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday, man. So, as we move on, as we move through the menu, I just want us to, think about our choices. I was excited. I wish you could have stayed, Shannon, is because we shared yesterday. We talked about the toxic landfills and the toxic chemicals that have just been left in our neighborhoods, right? And companies get to just walk away. But we went into the data that showed how these toxins and chemicals impact people's behavior and the ability to make bad or good choices, or how it impacted hyperactivity or stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, So I would have liked for you to check that out. I'm gonna send you some of that information. We got Al online that got a question for us. Al, what's up? From Milwaukee, how you doing? What's the question this afternoon?
Here's the question. Why is it when it comes to black people, they will shoot and kill over something that can be talked out? They already know the consequences. they level the whole house and kill everybody. Because mm-hmm. I'm not no punk. But when it comes to the white man who says he going to do this and do that and make it a point he going to do it, now y'all playing a bigger person. And he don't plan on mm-hmm. apologizing. How is it you afraid of the white man and you know the consequences and you won't do it, but you know the consequences about your own people and hang and go through with the consequences and say, I go to jail to kill me an N-word. But when it comes to the white man, now y'all playing a bigger person. So is it you think is the white man better than your brother from another mother? Because I know the white man going to tell you to your face you ain't better than him. So how is it you're sissified and a punk when it comes to the whitey who want to do everything to you, but then when it comes to your brother from another mother and you choose not to talk it out because you say, I ain't no punk, you will level the house, you will kill everybody, but when it comes to the white man, now all of a sudden, you're God-given, you forgive, you going to talk it out. What makes that white man consequences to make you second-guess your choices, and the same choices is no different than the black one? And I'll hang up and listen, because I know this is going to be rich. Because, ho, keep in mind, y'all, the white man got guns, and some of y'all got switches, RPGs, missiles, and all that. But y'all play take the high road when it comes to the white man, and he laughs about it. Can you help me understand that, y'all? I'll hang up and listen.
Al proposes that's a great question, right? And
yeah,
the question is, why are we ready to gun each other down? Why are we ready to gun each other down but I ain't even gonna, I'm gonna give a more direct I ain't even gonna just say the white man, right? I think Al is saying, and call back in and check me if I'm wrong, Al. He's like, why is George Zimmerman still walking around? That's what I think Al's saying. We so tough. We quick to up it and stand on business with everybody else, but George Zimmerman's still walking around. We mad at everybody else. I'm laying anything down. Anything mess with me, anything go against what I believe in or my morals, I'm laying it down. And I think Al is saying, hey, when it's time for us to be on the front line, we tuck our tail. We tuck our tail and yes, sir, yes, ma'am. That's the question.
I feel like the answer to that might be the same reason why you see people of, because it's not always just even white people, when people, non-black people, right, be aggressive with black people, or when you see them buck up at us for no reason. It's like, dude, what, why do you feel like you could do that? Or when you feel like, when you see them treat our lives like it don't matter, because subconsciously they know that the law will be on their side when it comes to harming black people, black and brown people. That's what I think. And subconsciously, like, we hold less value. And I think we internalize that, and we think that about ourselves too. Like, our lives don't matter to each other, and it don't matter to them. Honestly, that's what I think. And then there's a little part of that too that make to me, like, a scary person is a dangerous person. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you see all the time, like, people that actually wield power and people know that what they can do, they don't be walking around like, I got switches and I'm a, if you look at me, like, those people be scary to me. Like, it's like most people that know their strength and know what they're capable of, they really do have a calmness about them, and they know how to, like, you know what, I'm gonna try to talk you down before I really have to act up. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people that actually wield some type of power, they not quick to do stupid stuff because, number one, they got stuff to lose, and number two, they know what they capable of. So I think a scary person is a dangerous person, and that's why we got all these people just, first thing they do is grab a gun and start shooting anybody walking because they're scary. That's what I think.
No,
you know.
I agree. Let's go to the caller from Milwaukee. We got the caller online from Milwaukee. How you doing? Welcome to the lunch break.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
I'm good. What you got on the menu for us today, caller?
Well, I believe that Al and Shannon hit the nail on the head, and it's called Asperger's syndrome. Mm. And what you have to do is go all the way back to the beginning where we were kidnapped and brought here. And then look at the present as well. We need to stop talking about each other, first of all. Everywhere in social media, you hear black men and women of dating and mating and childbearing age complaining about each other. And you don't hear that from anyone else but us. And it is on platforms where people who don't look like us get rich. A good example of this as well is whenever somebody black is charged with something. Now, you won't hear anything about these fraternity people on our local news or on many platforms. But every week and sometimes several times a week, you're going to hear what black kids did at State Fair. Mm-hmm. Where you won't hear about all of the black kids who graduated from MPS that went to college this week and last week. And I'm always challenging you guys and everybody on this station to pay more attention to the good kids. Mm-hmm. And what Shannon said about people being scary, that is the American way. America was started by a riot, so why would not people who saw January 6th when they were 12 create that same scene at State Fair? But nobody talks about that. Hmm. You know, it is the American way to riot. That's how this country was started. Everybody in America and around the world saw January 6th. Yet I hear a white man on your station today talking about black people not being able to procreate based on the children that behaved at State Fair, which is ridiculous. Unless you're going to say all the January 6th rioters should no longer be able to procreate, which we all know that, you know, if you ever listen to Sherwin, less population means less money for empires like America and China. So there's no way. That's why women's rights to choose were canceled out, because the more population they have, the more people like we're talking about they can lock up and get our tax money for. So violence is the American way, and I want us to stop owning violence and negativity and including people who are scary with switches as part of us. They are not part of us. And other races do denounce those people and do not allow other people to make that the narrative about our young people. And so I'm challenging you guys to continue doing what you do to make sure that you make it really clear that 90% of our kids were not at State Fair acting a fool.
That's true. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller, for man, you brought some nice refreshing greens to the menu. I could appreciate that.
He did.
I think that
also,
you know what? Yeah, go ahead, Shannon, and then take us to break.
Yeah, I just, what he said really stood out, but we can get back into that after, just because, like, I want to gather my thoughts before I speak on it, but I think what he said is actually very refreshing, and that challenge should be accepted. But yeah, we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We're going to head off to break. You're listening to The Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. This is The Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. If you are interested in volunteering, please visit the Truth Family's Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form by emailing CIERRA Brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, Department of Community Wellness and Safety, AB Corps Corps, Ascension, and Tap In MKE. That was good. What's happening, Shannon?
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
But yeah.
What was that from?
That was good. I can't wait to the family. Where is that from? I'm not sure.
I can't remember what scrumdiddlyumptious was from.
I would like to take a claim on it. That's my word.
Real colonizing form.
Nobody. Hello? I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. Call me Columbus. It's mine.
Columbus Lombardo.
When the Kardashians tried to... I'm Joe Lombardo. When the Kardashians tried to call braids boho braids or something like that.
Right.
Like, bro.
Like, get out of here.
What are we talking about? I just heard her describe a quick weave and I was just like amazed. Like at the, like, you know what? I'm not even bothering. She literally was like, I have my hair braided down in a protective style and they glued the extensions on top. And the lady's like, oh my God, wow, this is a new way to do it. I'm like, you mean a quick weave, ma'am?
Damn idiots.
Man. But they gonna say the Kardashians, you know. They did that. Ah, what is it from?
The Scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
It's Willy Wonka, Shannon.
Yeah, that's what it was from. Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka copied me. You gotta double down. You gotta double down like a true colonizer.
There was nobody.
I'm learning,
here.
Guys. I'm learning.
What do you mean there were natives here? It's my word.
What do you mean Willy Wonka came out of Oompa the 1960s? Loompas. How dare they?
Speaking of Willy Wonka, did I heard like the true story of Willy Wonka. This is how our ADHD or whatever kick in. I heard the true story of Willy Wonka was like about like him going and getting slaves. Like if you see the original editing of it, like the true story, we're gonna bring that up one of these days.
It makes sense because he said he went to some village and like,
come on now,
sourced these people. Sounds just about right.
Source,
right? That is, sounds like you can't source humans. That's not,
man.
A being, like, that's quite literally slavery. Like, and they work for like fuzzy, what, fuzzy nuzzles? What are we talking about? They work for food. It's crazy. But you know, Willy Wonka was originally written a long, long time ago.
Straight up.
So we'll give them that, I guess.
Here we go. In 1964, first edition of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Oompa Loompas were explicitly described as a tribe of 3,000 miniature pygmies whom Willy Wonka imported directly from Africa. Wonka housed them in his factory and paid them in cocoa beans, which drew widespread
exactly.
criticism from mirroring plantation slavery and colonial exploitation.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds about right.
You see how they, you take somebody it. And then you say, we housed them. Like, wait a minute. How do you take me
like,
from
I
my
didn't
home?
I didn't want to leave, bro. Man, I ain't asked for no cocoa beans. I wanted to stay home.
I want ginger tea.
What are you talking about?
Damn, cocoa beans.
I gave
beans.
You cocoa beans.
All
come on,
the,
man.
It's the same color as you, man. Little pygmy.
You better eat these cocoa beans.
Man. All right, moving along.
Insane.
Moving along.
Yeah. So before break, though, we did, what was
oh,
the
yeah.
last caller, right? Yeah, before break.
Way to
you
want to
recap
back.
What we talked about a little bit before break?
You got it.
Look,
Shannon.
I wanted to bring us back. Okay. So the last caller kind of talked about Al's call. And Al's call, he brought up why we treat each other so badly and why we're so quick to buck up at each other, but we don't, we cower when in the face of others, right? And I believe the last caller, he made a good point by saying, like, our news outlets and our social media content highlights the worst of our communities and makes us feel like, oh, okay, we're the only ones doing this stuff. And I think that's so true, because as somebody that be in everybody business, that's why I be in the know-how all this stuff. I don't care what you look like. I want to know what y'all are doing over there. Call me Karen. What y'all got going on in there? Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to be more in your business because you don't look like me, and I want to know what is y'all doing over there. I need to know. I'm nosy.
So you was on the
That's
boat.
That's how you learn and grow. Listen. Stop. Anywho, so I like to know what other people got going on. And like when you see TMZ, when you see all of these like stories and stuff, a lot of times they do have a better way of like they'll report it and they'll move on and then they'll highlight the best of the best. Like it's almost like one of those situations where when you think of it as like a they want to preserve the glamour of their society, but we highlight the worst of ours. You get what I mean? Because the same stuff be happening in their households. The same ghetto mess be happening in their trailer parks. It genuinely be the same, but it's just the way it's reported on. You don't see them, like, you know what I'm saying, all their news outlets reporting on what's going on in the double wide. But when it comes to our hood, that's all we talking about when there's so much more happening.
She ain't talking about a back like, either.
Listen. It's true that we highlight the worst of our community, and I think we do need to make a more conscious decision to highlight the great things that are going on and the good that people are trying to do. And we also, like he said, like you get people that get on these networks and get on these shows and they want to talk down about each other. Even that's why I was so triggered when that man called in and kind of dismissed this woman's like accolades. Like, it's like, dude, she like talking great about what she's doing for her community and like all the good things she's done. Why was that so triggering for a black man to hear a black woman is doing well? Like, we should be highlighting that. We should be uplifting that. But, you know, that's what I got. That's just my thoughts and opinions. That's why I was like, we can get into that after break, because that show was going to go on a tangent. But tangent done.
Sure. Man, you said something that made me remember a quote. And I know I'm not remembering this quote right, so.
Well, you clearly didn't remember the quote.
Just say you came up with it. It ain't even a quote. It's your, it's your thoughts and opinions and views.
Oh my God! What does it say? It said it's like talking about identity, right? And it's along the lines of like when individuals alter their self-perception, their actions, choices, and outcomes, they naturally, you know, begin to shift to match that image. And the quote I remember, and it just made me think of the timing, the time frame that we're in, the era that we're in, right? So, and somebody said, Ray, what you munching on? Peanut butter cookie. But
you and peanut butter, goodness gracious. I'm sorry.
But the concept is they basically say show a man or show a community or people whatever image that you want them to become over and over and over again, and eventually they become that. So it's like we show our community images of us selling dope, robbing, killing, you know what I'm saying? Beating our women, disrespecting our women, whatever the case, the worst parts of us, right? And we continuously embed that into our culture, and then not even just showing it, but putting it in music as well. And now we're acting surprised as to what the real life outcome is in our community. And I'm like, we shouldn't be surprised. We've perpetuated this narrative amongst ourselves. we've taken that train to go narrative, and you know what I mean, the everybody for themselves narrative, and you know, MOB, money over B, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we have continuously showed ourselves and uplifted the worst parts of our society and culture, and made and championed it so much that we now think it's cool to feed into these narratives and stereotypes. So yeah, that's what when you were speaking, it reminded me of that. I think it's called the Pygmalion, whatever that means. But okay, it is when you project
a
Pygmalion. All right. So when you project a high achieving, capable image onto someone, they internalize that expectation. As a result, their self-esteem grows, they put it in more effect, and they ultimately achieve the very success you envisioned for them. So.
Yeah. And that's why I think people say representation matters as well. And I know people hear that a lot, but that's why it's important too. It's important to see us doing more than just the same old thing. That's why being able to read matters as well, because then you can envision a life outside of what you are seeing and what you're you're accustomed to, right? If you don't know better, you don't know better, right? If you're only seeing this image, if you're only reading this book, that's why people be looking at me like, you don't know all the Black classics? No. I've lived all the Black classics. What am I watching that for? I'm watching Lord of the Rings. I'm watching, I want to know what the Beverly Hillbillies is doing, okay? Like, damn. I'm like watching everything that does not have to do with anything I'm doing, because I'm watching vampire movies and stuff like that. Like, I genuinely like to know like the backstories behind this type of stuff. I like the creativity behind it. And like I said, even when it's just something that I'm not used to seeing, like I've lived this already. I like what else is out there? So I think it's very important, even when it is like Black movies and stuff, it's very important not to be watching the same thing over and over again too. Like, let's watch something different with us in it, you know what I'm saying? I think that's important. Again, that's why representation matters. So you when people are only watching the worst of us, that's what they start to believe they can be. And it's important that we know we can be way more than what is being pushed on us. And I don't believe that like it's only like rap culture out there. It's not only like, oh yeah, you know, MLB. But what I do believe is like that's what outsiders want us to see too. Because you see in white, they're able to have these subcultures. Like they're able to like not only be seen as one thing, but for us it's, oh, you just Black, so you must be this. Right. And we all know that's not true, but we'll get more into it after these messages. We're going to head off to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. This morning, and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
We might gotta make this part of the show, man. Gonna have a good day. Hey, ain't nobody gonna cry today. Nobody gonna die today, man. Hey, what up,
this
y'all?
This my jam.
Welcome, 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 man, to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It is your boy Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. It's the Lunch Break Crew, your favorite 2 hours of the day, man. I got one more little side dish for them, Shannon.
Let's hear it.
Beginning Wednesday, August 12th, Friday, September 12th. Are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to the Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future. Hey, that was... I was reading the whole read. We'll do it again. My bad, E.
Before we head out.
We'll get it right.
What do you... Is that peanut butter cookie still? Right. So.
Damn snitch.
He said snitches get stitches. Look, right. HR.
No eating in the studio. Exactly.
Clip this up and send this to HR.
I'm not eating, I'm snacking.
You just say you're chewing gum.
Yeah, chewing peanut butter cookie gum. It dissolves.
That sounds like something for Willy Wonka for real.
Hey, man, you know, I really wish I could have found that little wallpaper that, you know, remember the wallpaper that was licking on? I wanted all of that stuff, man.
Bruh. Pause.
Same though, low key. I ain't gonna lie.
Straight up. I wanted an everlasting gobstopper. You know what I mean?
That was freaky, though. They had them licking the wall, gang. Yeah. Think about that. Walking up to a wall and licking it. There's cherries on the wall, and they're licking cherries.
And then what if you lick the wall or somebody else licked? Like, somebody else just licked that part of the wall.
They had different spots. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
The dog run past. You got fur on the walls, man. It's too many health. I wouldn't mess with that. Even that river of chocolate, bro. Didn't Big Dude fall in there?
Augustus Goop. I was putting my head right in it.
He got the meat sweats all in the chocolate. Talking about, he don't even care.
Bro jumped in the chocolate, fully clothed, shoes and all, went in the chocolate. That would have been me, though. I would have went head first into that chocolate. Yeah. Hold my feet.
Shannon, get a foot. I would have been holding you up. Like, right here.
Hold my feet. I'm going in.
Oh, my God.
Straight up. Violet, you're turning violet. Violet. Oh my God!
Well, we know Ray's favorite movie.
Rundown. You know what?
Right.
My wife put like that on. I did like the new one. I've actually liked all the Willy Wonkas, actually, especially the one where he was the younger Willy Wonka. You know, dog went to Washington High School. Like the original Willy Wonka.
I did hear that.
Yeah, he went to Washington.
But you know, that's back when Washington High School was not Washington High School. That's back when Father Groppy had to get involved, okay? And back when they were throwing, hey, my dad used to be like, hey, you go across that bridge on the south side, you ain't gonna come back after dark. You better get back home. So that's back then.
Oh my goodness, right?
Things
man.
Was rough in Milwaukee.
Man.
But it is good to know. We do produce some quality people. Oprah went to what, Nicolet or something at some point?
I do not know, but.
Y'all didn't know that?
Dr. Corcor said off the radio, he actually took care of, he worked with Oprah's mom. Yep. And he got pictures of Oprah and her mama. And, yep. So shouts out to Dr. Adel Corcor. Movement impacts emotion. Go check out our past
your body
show.
Make the fellas go. Definitely go check out that past show.
Herb Cole
really
went to Washington. Okay. Washington Pergolders. What happened?
Bruh. I can tell you what. Never mind. Let me stop. What's their mascot?
Prairie Golder. I don't know what that is.
Pergolder?
What is that?
Prairie Golder. Groundhog. I don't know. gopher.
I never knew this. Knew this.
Prairie Golder.
I just
prairie
knew that
dogger.
Was
I don't know, man.
Go. Yeah. You know what? I ain't gonna say nothing mean about Washington.
Only mascot that matters is a tiger. Washington and Vincent had some cracking reunions, though. What is it?
Where'd you go, Zach?
Reagan.
Tech Trojan. Yeah.
He went to Reagan.
Where?
Reagan.
Reagan, what's that?
You know what Reagan is? Reagan is the Custer of the South Side. So when you see Zach
that's
turning up,
work. Zach, don't let him do you like that.
When you see Zach,
I'm trying not
up,
to, but I don't know what he means, so it's going over my head, and I'm kind of mad.
No, it ain't. You acting
Custer, you know what Custer?
Very Reagan, Reagan.
That's younger than us, though.
Very Reagan,
and
that's why
it's really a bad school. It's like one of them schools,
bad.
You just didn't have any choices.
It was just some tempers at Custer. I'd be having to make sure
Custer
I bring Zach, Brother Z a peanut butter cookie, man. You know, keep him on my good side. I stay on his good side.
The bad kids went there. They have no other choice. The kids that, man, I just got out this moon. I just got out of jail. I ain't get a chance to pick my high school. I was like,
Nah, I ain't going to lie, y'all. I made that all up. I don't know nothing about Reagan. All I know is we had our meeting with our residents at Reagan. When we had to evacuate people. So we had a residence meeting there.
Okay.
But
people were just talking stuff, but Custer was I think it's a little better now. Now it's the Obama school, right?
Yep, Obama school. I wonder if they asked him before they just was like, we gonna change Custer to Obama. That was such a drastic change. Hey, but you know what? They said just goes into what we was just talking about. You show people an image of who you would want them to become, and maybe that's impacting folks now. Now that they go to Obama school, they start getting more Obama-like behavior.
Oh, so. I've heard less about it, honestly. Since it's been Obama, I have heard less about
you like to see
things going on up
paradise.
Here, so. Of course. Don't you know the whole soundtrack?
They don't know about it, man. This was a beautiful show. This was a beautiful show, man. Shannon, what you got? Take us home, Shannon.
For sure. Yeah, before you head out, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel. Like, follow, subscribe, share. Make sure you tap in with the next shows that we have lined up for you. 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a call at any point during the day. If you have a question, comment, concern during any show, call us 833-212-1017. Follow your host. We got Ray Nitty, Shannon. Ray Nitty is RayNitti across all platforms. And you got Maybe, MayBeSHannon across all platforms. And head over to our Facebook page. We are The Lunch Break.
Hey. Man,
that's it.
Make sure y'all grab you an everlasting gobstopper, a Wonka bar. Get your golden ticket. Make sure y'all join us tomorrow, man, on the lunch break. Don't go anywhere. Ray Nitty's up next on the Grapevine. We out.